Good morning, everybody. It's lovely to be back with you again. As we continue looking at God's word, let's pray together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you are a God who speaks to us. We thank you for your word. We thank you that we have the privilege to read your word together and to continue looking at it together. Lord, we pray that you will speak to us now. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What I'm going to do this morning is to talk a little bit about the theme, the issue of doubt, and some of the sneaky ways that doubt can bear fruit in our lives. I'm going to look at two areas in particular, one to do with indecision and one to do with half-heartedness. Now, the connection between those and doubt might not be obvious immediately, but I think as we go through, we'll see it. It's no surprise in general that the Bible is not in favor of doubt. That's not news to us. I was looking at James chapter 1 earlier. It says this: if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. In the Bible, doubt is an opposite of faith. It's not a good thing. But suppose I asked you to give a quick definition. If doubt is the opposite of faith, what is faith? What is faith itself? Different ways you could answer that. But basically, faith is to do with trust. It's about having confidence in someone, faith in God, confidence in God, depending on him. And that faith, that confidence will normally lead to action. Faith produces action in our lives. Whereas doubt doesn't. That picture of a wave being tossed and blown about, not really achieving anything, not really going anywhere. What we're going to do this morning as we look at 1 Kings 18, I'm not going to do a complete exposition of the passage. What I'm going to do is use it to illustrate these themes of faith and doubt, because we see a lot of that in what's happening with Elijah and Obadiah and the Israelites. The strongest contrast is between Elijah, who has faith in the Lord, and that leads him to act, to do things in obedience to God, and the people who don't act. So the first example of where doubt takes us that I want to look at is this issue of indecision, not deciding, not doing anything. If you're tempted to that, what you'd find yourself doing is maybe avoiding beginning things or bouncing from one project to another, always looking over your shoulder, second-guessing any decisions you make. We see that with the Israelites. If you look at the last verse that we read, verse 21, Elijah puts them on the spot. He says, Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." But the people said nothing. They're doubting. They're not persuaded that the Lord is God. They're not persuaded that Baal is God. They don't have faith one way or the other. They're doubting, and that means when Elijah puts them on the spot, they don't say anything. Faith leads to action. Doubt doesn't lead anywhere. That picture from James, the wave being tossed about, not going anywhere. Now, let me clarify one thing, though, that indecision it's not the same as hesitating. Hesitation and indecision, they can look a bit similar to start with, because if you're hesitating between two options, you're thinking it through, you're not quite sure which one is right, you need a little bit more time. And sometimes that can be perfectly good and sensible. Wisdom can take time to think through, you weigh up your options. But someone can hesitate and still decide, definitely. Obadiah in our chapter, he's an example of that. Elijah comes to him and says, go and tell Ahab, Elijah is here. And Obadiah's not keen on that idea. He goes into a big, long speech saying, what are you trying to do to me? Don't you know I've been helping these 100 prophets? If I go and tell Ahab this and then you're not there, he'll kill me. This would be like a death sentence. Obadiah hesitates. He's not sure if this is a good idea. But verse 16, Elijah promises to appear. Verse 16, Elijah said, as the Lord Almighty lives, whom I serve, I will surely present myself to Ahab today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him. And Ahab went to meet Elijah. Obadiah, he hesitates, but then he decides and he carries through with it. And that's okay. Someone who's hesitating, they might decide slowly, but they do decide and they act on it. The problem with doubt and indecision comes when we hesitate and we're looking for reasons not to decide. When we hesitate and we keep on hesitating and don't get anywhere. That's one of the ways doubt can show through in our lives. Actually, my wife Alana got me thinking about this recently, because it was something she'd been wrestling with. When does sensible hesitation become indecisiveness? When does hesitation become a problem? When does it start becoming bad? And the answer really is indecision comes about when it is a fruit of doubt. Instead of having confidence in God and being willing to act for him, we're just not trusting and not doing anything. Something Alana said as she was talking about that, she said, it can help to recognize when something is a sin. If you just think of it as a weakness in yourself, or as a characteristic of yourself, you don't know what to do with it. If you know it's a sin, you can repent. So indecision, doubt can lead itself to show in our lives as indecision. That's one way. We don't make a decision. A second way it can show through is half-heartedness. That's where we start, but we don't stick with it. Again, in our chapter, the Israelites, they're sort of an example of this. If we'd read on to the end, just glance with me to verse 39. As the chapter goes through, Elijah and the others, they offer the sacrifices. God sends fire down on Elijah's sacrifice, burns it up. The people are very impressed by that, and they make a decision. Verse 39, when all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." They make a decision. They move from their doubt and their indecision to deciding something. That's good. But if we kept on reading into the next chapter or two, we'd see that they don't stick with it. They make the decision, but it's kind of half-hearted. Their doubt hasn't really gone away. because they decide and then they fall back. They don't stick with their decision. Somebody once said, you haven't truly made a decision if you don't stick with it. That's the problem of the Israelites towards the end of the chapter. Now, sometimes half-heartedness can disguise itself, just like we can mix up indecision and hesitation. Hesitation is not necessarily bad. Indecision is. We can mix up half-heartedness with adaptable, being adaptable. And often that is good. Circumstances change, life changes, you make a decision, you realize things are changing, you need to adjust stuff. That's perfectly wise and sensible. Where it goes wrong is when we use that as an excuse for not sticking with things, for bouncing from one thing to another, being half-hearted, not following things through. Faith leads to action. Doubt does not. It might lead to inaction at the start, that's indecision. It might lead to inaction partway through, not sticking with things, half-heartedness. I guess some of us will recognize one or other of those things in ourselves. They're common challenges, common ways doubt can show through in our lives. And you might ask yourself, well, how can I help it? What can I do about that? Let me say straight away, as soon as you see a problem and you start asking, what can I do about this? You're already making progress. Taking that time to stop, to reflect, to think, how can I improve? That's already a good thing. And there'll be little things you can do immediately. You can pray. Maybe if you've done something wrong to someone, you can apologize. As soon as you start to recognize there's a problem, you're already making progress. If you think about how our moods normally work, when we recognize there's a problem, if we're feeling bored, as soon as we recognize that, we can try and do something to entertain ourselves. If we're feeling lonely, we can look for company. If we're feeling overexcited, we can try and calm ourselves down. You can't do any of those unless you recognize the problem. So if you recognize you have a problem with indecisiveness or half-heartedness, even just recognizing it is a good first step. So let me just ask again. Let me give a chance for us to pause and to think about that. Which of those two things are you more likely to be tempted by? Which way is doubt more likely to pop up for you? Is it indecision, not getting started? Or maybe you're okay getting started, but it's that half-heartedness thing of not really following through and finishing things. Which way is more likely? Because actually, either way, the answer to doubt is faith. And the way to strengthen your faith, the way to grow your faith, is to see again that God is faithful. If you want to increase your faith, fix your eyes on God, fix your eyes on Jesus, see how faithful he is, see how trustworthy he is. When you see that he is trustworthy, it makes it easier to trust him. Faith finds its fulfillment in faithfulness. A living faith will produce a faithful life, a life full of faithful deeds. Chances are, many of us are facing one or other of those ways doubt shows itself through in our lives already. And if not today, likely in the coming weeks or days or weeks or months ahead, you will face one of those challenges. How are you responding? How will you respond? I want to say to you, be people of faith. Be people who put your faith into action in what you do. Fix your eyes on Christ. See that he is faithful. See that he is trustworthy. Trust him and act on that trust. Put your trust into action. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you once again that you are faithful. We thank you that our Lord Jesus is trustworthy, that we can depend on him. We pray that you'll help us to fix our eyes again on him, that you will increase our faith, and that you will help us to act in faith. Where we're tempted by indecision, we pray you'll help us repent of that and to act for you. Where we're tempted by half-heartedness and not following through, not finishing what you would want us to do, again, we pray you'll help us repent of that and to live lives of faithfulness. Father, help us be people of faith. Help us be people whose lives are full of faithful deeds. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.